Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
I saw Shams put this out before, so an NBA statement in regards to what was going on today with the arrest made with Chauncey Billups, Terry Rozier. This quote, "We are in the process of reviewing the federal indictments announced today. Terry Rozier and Chauncey Billups are being placed on immediate leave from their teams, and we will continue to cooperate with the relevant authorities. We take these allegations with the utmost seriousness, and the integrity of our game remains our top priority." Okay, that's number one. That's very good.
And that's from who? I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
The NBA. So I believe so.
So basically but, the commission.
Yeah, okay. I believe so. Just I think that was the league releasing a statement.
Got to do that.
Give me a second. I can find out exactly what Shams said. Yeah, NBA statement. That's an NBA statement there.
Okay.
The other thing that I saw, and this was from the Post, and I guess the Athletic had it first, but I saw it come up on my feed from the Post 18 minutes ago. It's saying breaking news. Details of LeBron James' injury status were sold by his pal, former Lakers coach Damon Jones. You heard that name being brought up.
Oh, I actually know Damon Jones.
You know him like personally?
From Detroit. Yeah. I mean, he was a good guy.
Right. So he was a player.
He was playing back then.
He played on a bunch of different teams. Okay.
Yep.
Anyway, so details of LeBron James' injury status were sold by his pal and former Lakers coach Damon Jones as part of a massive prop betting scheme. This according to court docs and law enforcement sources. Jones, an ex-Cleveland Cavs player and an unofficial assistant coach. Unofficial assistant coach, I don't know what the hell that means, for the Lakers during the 2022-2023 season, sent a message to one of the betting ring members in February of 2023, urging him to place a large bet on the Lakers' opponent, the Bucks, because James would be out with an injury that night.
So his status was up in the air, kind of like Cat last night. We weren't sure. He went back and forth. He's playing, he's not. So Damon's like, all right, I know he's not playing, so let me get this to that guy. Throw a couple of $100,000 on the Bucks to beat the Lakers because no LeBron. And the line hasn't been impacted yet because nobody knows LeBron's not playing except me. It's like insider trading. Yeah, that never works.
And then I saw another thing, and this is a little bit political, I guess, but it just the thing that I took away from it is that this is just the beginning. Stephen A., your buddy Stephen A.
Wait, I didn't see anything from him. What did he say?
He said that Trump is coming, meaning that he's going to be looking, I guess, to get more names and more coaches.
Okay.
So forget the political aspect of it. I know he's the president, but I'm just saying, like, as it pertains to what we do in sports and NBA,
yeah.
Stephen A. made it seem like this is just the beginning, and they're going to be going for, you know, players, coaches, whatever, to expose, you know, potential disaster here with the insider gambling, things like that.
I'd like to know if Stephen A. meant that he's coming, meaning they've already gotten, they're halfway through other investigations and there's absolutely definitely more to come, or you know, the president and the head of the FBI, of course, the new head of the FBI, this is now like a mandate, and this is something that they are pursuing with great vigor, but there's not necessarily anything else that they've yet uncovered. I'd like that's a little unclear to me.
Okay, let me try to read more. He said this on First Take. Speaking on First Take, Stephen A. Smith said he believes President Donald Trump is behind the arrest and that this trend is forming is very concerning. I don't know if this, so there's political stuff here. Let me just try to weed through the political stuff. There was a part that I saw before that said he was coming. So, I don't want to get into the political aspect of it at all.
No,
it seems like that may be the case. But my whole thing was, if Stephen A., somebody who knows the NBA as well as anybody, is saying that there's more to come here, that's why I'm saying that maybe this is just the beginning. Look, I don't think anybody, the president or whoever, is going to just go pick random people.
No.
There's got to be some kind of merit to these things.
Come on,
at least,
man.
In some way. So we'll find out.
Now maybe some Trump detractors maybe think that it's a witch hunt and he's like aggressively going after the NBA for whatever reason some people might think. I don't know. You know, one thing about Stephen A., I want to actually read those quotes when we go to break here. He's pretty much down the middle, and I don't think a lot of people really know that. Like, you see him on Hannity, and you see him on The View. So, Stephen is more and more, he's going to run for office someday, there's no doubt in my mind. Which office, I don't know, but he's absolutely going to run. It's not like he's married and beholden to one side. He is neither far left or far right. He's kind of a centrist for the most part. So, I don't think that there's any political motivation from Stephen's tweet, but I do want to read the stuff that you omitted.
Yeah, see, there's a clip of it, and then it was being transcribed or whatever on some of these sites. Anyway, the point is that this could just be the beginning of this whole scandal. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Rob is calling from New London, Connecticut. What's up, Rob?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Rob. How are you?
Hey, Rob.
Sally boy, you made my day. You're sitting there talking about book reports on the new poll, and then you mentioned Don Nelson. You should have done a book report on Don Nelson and how many wives he had.
How many?
And I mean, well, I don't know. Like, I think seven.
Seven?
But, like, he got the other.
I didn't care about that. Care about Don Nelson, any what he does off the court. I hated him as a Knicks head coach. that's all I care about. I'm glad they ousted him for Jeff Van Gundy.
That's the reason why I called, but I thought that was funny anyway. He didn't have seven wives.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Nelson didn't like Starks. That was my issue. That was not only did the Knicks players respect Nelson, but Nelson had it out for my guy Starks.
So it was personal.
He made it personal.
I'm saying for you.
And guess what? His ass was out. And JVG was in. Yeah. And then the rest is history. All right, go ahead, Rob.
So, like, it's ironic because I live, like, one town over from Mohegan Sun, and I never go there. So it's like, people who have, like, these problems, you know, I mean, I don't really see it, but, you know, I mean, I live right over. I mean, it's like I have so much access, but, you know, it's like this is not a world I'm that the betting world is not something I'm really akin to, but when it comes to the actual players, and look, if they did it, they did it, and they're guilty. So if they in the federal government, is they have a 95% like conviction rate. So when they do the grand jury and then they, you know, have their, you know, court date, I mean, they're going to jail. And if they did it, I mean, they're going to jail.
I think so.
I'm not worried about what happens. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. I don't want to get into the. We'll let that play out. But what does this do to the season? Do you think this is an impact on the rest of the NBA season, or what do you think?
Not unless there's other guys who are doing similar stuff. Thanks for the call. No, I think that, like everything. Listen, is there one thing that we haven't learned about this? No matter what the story is, it could be the most salacious or heinous story. We have become desensitized to big stories because of the 24-hour news cycle, and it's like, all right, next up on the T-Box. So I'm not saying that that's right, but that's the reality of where we are as a society. So we will uber-fixate on this today, and then we'll move on.
Right, and the first thing that came to mind, totally different, you know, realm, but the torpedo bats. It was the biggest thing.
It was the biggest thing.
So much of all, I'm like, man, this is going to be a thing all year long. Like, I thought it was that significant. You basically didn't hear a peep after that opening weekend or opening week about the torpedo bats the rest of the year.
That's funny. Yeah, Yankees came and cranked. They destroyed the Brewers.
Yeah.
Volpe went nuts. Wells went nuts. Did they get rid of the torpedo? Where are the torpedo bats?
There.
I missed them. No, I know. I've seen
it. It was a huge thing.
Now, by the way, I meant to say this. This is a lighter note and an awesome note. So I don't think you and I have talked about this, so I'm curious your first instinct here on the air. I was a little worried, I had a little trepidation, that ESPN was going to get their fingerprints on inside the NBA and try to reroute what was going on. Well, I watched it last night. Charles, Kenny, Shaq, as goofy and as loose and as nuts as ever. And I felt like I was watching the same show.
Yeah, I would be lying to you, and I know that that's the majority of people's opinion. It didn't feel the same to me. Now, I'm not saying that the show was any less than.
Mm-hmm.
It just felt different because it's ESPN. It is different. The show.
But did the guys feel different?
No.
So more production value and stuff?
No, I don't think the viewing experience to me was similar. I was as entertained as I've been before.
That was laughing.
But it does feel different to where it felt, maybe it's just in my mind alone, but it felt on TNT more intimate because it was the only thing on TNT. Like you're not going to TNT other than, you know, Tuesday night, Thursday night, whatever it's on exactly, Thursday night basketball.
Yeah.
You go there specifically for that. Then you have those guys doing what they're doing, and you stay there for that, and then you move on.
And you wake up in the morning and Charmed is on.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You come into the studio the next day, Charmed is on. But with ESPN, it just feels now like it's...
Oh, that's interesting.
That's just how I felt. But other than that, yes, I get your main point and everybody else. The show was not impacted in a negative way whatsoever.
It's no longer the big dog on the street. Like, it might be the same exact show, but now you got Stephen A, you got NFL Live. Hey, you know, I didn't feel that. That's an interesting way to look at it. But I tell you, right out of the shoot, I'm crying. I mean, Kenny's like, Charles, stop kissing ass. Because Charles, you know, you need a hanky, you need a napkin, you know. They were on point. And honestly, the best part was Shaq. And I think that they were getting a little uncomfortable because he was basically dissing NBC. He's like, last night was the preseason. He's like, this is the real start. And everyone's like, all right, take it easy, big guy. You know. So I thought they were rolling midseason. It looked really good.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.